The Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock George Eye Care.
Okay, a few items about technology. We love technology just like Kit Dynamite did. He sang a song about it, as a matter of fact. One is, have you seen the video of the humanoid robot in China that goes nuts and starts swinging at the employees? It's crazy looking. So the robot's kind of suspended. I mean, imagine like an eye bolt at the top of his skull, all right? And it's connected to a tether and a stand. So it's kind of hung up on the stand. And it's moving around and stuff, and all of a sudden it just starts going insane and taking swings at the guys around it and just flailing around, going absolutely berserk.
Watch this, George. It's one of the creepiest things ever.
So imagine... Imagine being around and that thing actually makes a contact with your jaw. Have you seen it, George?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
George is laughing.
Oh, my gosh. Where's the off button?
They're frantically searching for it.
That's what these guys are trying to figure out. Isn't that nuts?
Oh, my gosh.
That's the future.
Yes. Yeah. So these guys, fortunately, were not injured. But imagine, you know, now we do robot surgeries. Imagine the robot arm that's doing your surgery decides it's going to drop the scalpel and just reach in with its robot hand and pull out your heart and try to show it to you before you pass away. It's a little bit creepy, but it'll all work out. And
yeah, we'll be fine.
If you're at all concerned about it and the problems with you and okay, boomer, and then mic drop, and then there's the end of the conversation and someone feels good that they won.
I thought about what we talked about with the invasion all day long yesterday about the drone delivery, and then that Donovan had seen some robot just up here at Victory Park staring at a light pole.
Yeah, what's with that?
I don't know. Was he trying to size up the light pole and communicate with him?
Or was it receiving instructions of the robot uprising? It was downloading at the time.
We're probably, I would guess, 10 to 15 years away from everybody having a robot in their home, helping with chores.
Sex bots,
businesses employing robots instead of people, robot cars, robot delivery. It's probably 15 years, it's going to be all robots. Childish word.
And then hopefully we'll be able to upload our consciousness to robots. So then we'll have robot bodies.
What about Robot Santa?
Maybe.
Well, we've already got that.
Yeah, we've had Robot Santa for a long time.
Boy, music.
Boy, let's hope they're better than the robot vacuum cleaner.
You don't like your robot vacuum cleaner?
I mean, no offense.
One of those
to all the robots out there.
Respect.
And I think it's kind of spare.
Yeah. Not that great. Not that good. And kind of has a mind of its own. And,
and it goes and docks, which
way
is so
too
sexy.
Much. It docks way too much.
And,
worth docking.
And then it goes, and I have no idea what that thing is sucked up into its innards and then taken. It may have all of my favorite guitar picks. Probably picked all those up.
Yeah.
Dumped it in the trash. Yeah, I know. And you know me, I love vacuum technology.
You do?
Yeah, it's one of the weird things about me. I own way too many vacuum cleaners.
I don't think I knew that about you.
Yeah. Researched vacuum cleaners and got the best ones. Only the best.
I was just about to say, I bet I'm the only one of the three of us that vacuums, but I guess not. If you like vacuuming.
I love vacuuming.
Okay.
I love hand vacuuming with the small one.
What's the small one? Oh, the little
hand vac.
Little cylinder thing? Yeah.
Yeah. I do that all the time.
Those are great for around the kitchen.
They're convenient, yes, but it always gives me tired wrist.
But you're not supposed to vacuum your whole living room with it.
Right. You got crumbs on the floor or the couch. You just go get it. It's so great.
I've also had bad luck with the hand vacuum. The batteries go on the fritz for me. And I got those expensive ones. I won't say which brand it was, but.
Rechargeable?
It's rechargeable, yeah. Then the batteries stop working. Anyway, So, yes, vacuuming is fun.
Yeah, I like it.
I want a t-shirt that says that. Do you guys know what kind of stand-up vacuum you have? Do you have the canister or do you have the upright?
Upright.
Canister.
Really?
Well, I mean, it's an upright, but it has the... It's not like the bag. It has the canister that you can take off and empty.
Well, that's a bagless. Bagless.
Okay.
Canister vacuum is one
where
we had one wand and the power head are separate from the actual little backpacky thing that
I wish I would have hung on to my parents. That was the
canister vacuum
that I was fascinated with. It was a box.
Uh-huh.
Hoover, I guess. I think it was Hoover.
Yeah.
Damn.
Stupid joke.
Okay.
You ever seen the Hoover Dam in person?
Oh, yeah.
Only flying over it.
One of the greatest reclamation projects in American history.
Really? Someone claimed it before us and we reclaimed it?
No.
Hmm. Okay. Other technology stories. Christopher Pelkey, 37-year-old dude shot dead by a guy named Gabriel Paul Horcasitas. Horcasitas? Is that whorehouse?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess
in Spanish.
While he was on his way home from a church softball game in Chandler, Arizona, back in November 13th of 2021. Well, Horcasitas was found guilty of Pelkey's manslaughter. And before he was sentenced, he heard from the dead victim.
Uh-oh.
And I wonder if this will become a new thing. So the court heard from an AI-generated version of the victim himself. He appears on video and addresses his killer.
Wow.
What?
The video was created by Pelkey's sister, the victim's sister, who felt that the shooter needed to hear what Pelkey, who was an Army veteran, would have told him at his sentencing.
Was there foul language?
No. He was a man of God, Junes. I know that that sounds so foreign to
giant
you.
Bitch.
No, didn't call him a giant bitch. He said, to Gabriel Horcasitas, the man who shot me, it's a shame we encountered each other that day in those circumstances. In another life, we probably could have been friends. But I believe in forgiveness and in a God who forgives. I always have, and I still do. So it was all this message. Sounds like it basically comforted the killer. But the 4.5-minute video, it goes on to include real video clips taken while Pelkey was alive and showed a real photo he once took with an old age filter. And as AI Pelkey is saying, this is the best I can ever give of you of what I would have looked like had I been allowed to live my life. And it showed the photo of him aged and all that.
Did it make Horcasitas cry?
It doesn't say that he cried here. At the end of the video, the AI ghost says, well, I'm going to go fishing now. Love you all. See you on the other side.
Huh.
That's a little weird.
Fishing now.
But the judge allowed this to be played and said, I love that AI.
All right.
So...
4.5 minutes, that's long.
And I do think that we will, Black Mirror touched on this a little bit, the family member that has passed away, and people will create an avatar of them where they can still talk with them, and the AI will learn all the speaking patterns and the way that person talked and wrote because you feed it a bunch of material of the actual person who had written stuff and video of them, and then you can interact with them again and feel... comforted knowing that they're still with you. Why are you furrowing your brow? That sounds great.
Know. Yeah. But,
what?
But they're not here, though. That's just, it's not real. It's like wrestling.
And then imagine putting that AI in the sex bot so that you still can have relations with your dead grandmother.
God.
Well, I'm mixing a few ideas here. Come on.
Gordon.
The comedy's cooking.
Come on.
We're breaking a few comedy eggs right now. And finally, men need to stop doing this. Stop shaving off your eyelashes. A new trend has men, and it may be the younger man, who is shaving off his eyelashes in order to look more masculine because long eyelashes associated with feminine energy.
So once again, we're telling people not to be stupid.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
Or is this stupid? I don't know.
Yes, it's
maybe
stupid.
It's a cool thing. You need to shave off your eyelashes. This is not your eyebrows, your eyelashes, which not only protect your eyes from getting dust in them.
Yeah.
It also triggers your blink reflex, you know, if something gets near your eye, it's a signal to your eye to blink. And it decreases the airflow to your eyes, which keeps your eyes from drying out all the time.
I bet you look like No-Ho Hank if you've got no eyelashes.
Who's No-Ho Hank? Guy lived north of Houston Street?
No, it was on Barry.
Oh.
Bill Hader and Henry Winkler, the great show Barry.
The bald albino.
Yeah. He had no hair anywhere.
Oh, he had alopecia.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You ever known someone with full alopecia? Alopecia universalis?
Only No-Ho Hank, one of the great TV characters of the last 10 years.
I don't know. I don't know about that, but there is a rise in super masculinity, you know, with the, I think it happened with this latest election, you know, a lot of people are getting into the hyper-masculine thing. It's time to bring back strong genders.
How do you shave your eyelashes off?
Well, different people do it different ways. Some people use scissors to clip off their eyelashes. Other people are using
dangerous.
Electric clippers.
Scissor me.
No matter what you use, it seems dangerous.
Yeah.
Well, it is dangerous, and they're warning people to not do this. But to me, I have two words for the people who are saying, oh, don't do this. You could get injured, and it's not good for your eyes. Mm. First word, okay. Second word, boomer.
Okay.
One. I just won.